or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12.
KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows this winter in partnership with CFRC 101.9 FM, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local faves as well. On March 8th, Montreal punks The Anti-Queens hit the stage in celebration of International Women's Day. Then, on March 14th, don't miss Kingston's Good Times supergroup, Rocket Surgery. On March 16th, the Great Big C's Sean McCann hits the Spire, and the Mahones rage the stage on St. Patrick's Day. On March 20th, the Cancer Bats return to town, and on March 22nd, Canadian pop sensation and Queens alum Devin Cole puts on a show. And on March 29th, don't miss the sweet sounds of Dom Lewis. Unless noted, all KPP shows co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM take place at the Broom Factory. For full info and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Good morning, it is 8 a.m. on Sunday, March 9th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. This is CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, bringing you your weekend news brief. Starting off with your weather report for today. Today, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 40% chance of flurries and a high of plus 3. In the evening, that's going to turn into a 60% chance of snow with a low of minus 2. In road closures to look out for this weekend, Aberdeen Street, William to Johnson is still closed to accommodate construction activity, and same goes for Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is still underway. During construction, approximately 100 spaces will remain open and available for parkers. In other delays, Front Road, Sand Bay to Country Club expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main for Utilities Kingston. Traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction. Please be aware of lane shifts, traffic speed limits, and share the lane signage. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence, expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. That wraps up your quick CFRC weekend brief. For more local news updates, be sure to tune in at 5 p.m. on Monday for Today in YGK, or check out our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. If you have any news updates to share with us, please reach out via email to news@cfrc.ca. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Sunset, 40 miles to Canada. My truck tore across Montana. Ian Tyson sang a lonesome lullaby
in Alberta. Sunny days in the skies blue for the blue Canadian Rockies, and the one I love so true.
Hello, friends and listeners of the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. This here's your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to invite y'all in to a celebration of life, if I may, to the memory and the life of a grandmother I've had for 34 years, none other than Grandma Mabel of Alberta. So I would like to dedicate the next program to her in loving memory, and also celebrate the troubadours of Canadian country music. Welcome in, friends.
Means so much to me. Every time I play my old guitar, a melody, a song.
Roundup time in sunny old Alberta. Here's roundup time in this heart of mine. Roundup time for cattle on the prairie, out where the gleaming campfire shines.
When I could ever forget the Rocky Mountain sunset, it's a pleasure just to be Alberta bound. I long to see my next of kin, to know what kind of shape they're in. Tomorrow night I'll be Alberta bound.
Hello, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Whitlock. For the next 2 hours, I'd like to dedicate this next program in loving memory of my late grandmother, who passed away last Thursday, the 27th of February, at the young age of 88. She lived for years, about 60 years, in the Milk River, Alberta area, and she was also the mother of my dear late father, Papa Willie B. With that, I'd like to dedicate the next program in loving memory of my late grandmother, Mabel, and also forever remembered in my memory as Graham Out West. So with that, this next show is dedicated to her. I'd also like to open up the program with none other than Stompin' Tom Connors and Alberta Rose, going out to my forever Alberta Rose.
Much to me every time I play my old guitar, a melody, a song. And Rose, I know you're waiting out Alberta way for me to come back home and settle down. Alberta Rose, I miss you. The ranch, the rolling foothills far away, and the songs of old Alberta, I sing them every day. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Whisper in my window. You're home alone and waiting for that sunny day. Well, darling, tell your heart I'm on my way. Alberta Rose, I miss you. The ranch, the rolling foothills far songs of old Alberta, I sing them every day. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Alberta Rose, I miss you. The ranch, the rolling foothills far away, and the songs of old Alberta, I sing them every day. Coming home to stay. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Alberta Rose.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny here on this great channel, coming to you as always via CFRC 101.9 FM and also OshawaRocks.com. We're as always coming to you also via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in historic Cornwall, Ontario on the St. Lawrence Seaway, where this program is recorded weekly. With that shared, I would like to invite y'all into the program today, and as we remember some of the greatest Canadian country music to ever be recorded or written in our beloved country of Canada. With that said, we are going to open up today's program with also dedicating many songs about Alberta to my late grandmother, who passed away on Thursday past, the 27th of February. So in memory of Grandma Mabel, this show will also be dedicated to her. She lived for many years in Alberta, so with that shared, I would like to pay tribute to Alberta as well today. I'd like to now open the program today with a song which I have always enjoyed and is very patriotic, and was written and recorded by the king of Canadian country music, Mr. Stompin' Tom Connors, who recorded a great song that I say truly says it like it is, Believe in Your Country. Then we'll follow with a song by today's featured interview guest, the Canadian troubadour, who is known as Doug Smith. With that, it'll be a version of Something to Sing About, which was also recorded by Marg Osborne of the great Don Messer Islanders. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshorerocks.com.
Goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hate to see you leaving, bound for the USA. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. I know the times are changing, factories closing down, but if you stay and help us, we can turn these things around. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And while our politicians divide our precious land, we speak in French and English, but they still don't understand. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. They trade our jobs away, and we don't need no zeros to come and help us save the day. So if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And if you should find your heaven where stars and stripes are flown, you'll learn to stand more proudly than you ever stood back home. And they'll tell you that your country must come before yourself, or you'll have to serve your country by living somewhere else. So goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hope that you'll be happy living in the USA. 'Cause if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere.
Across the sand, near the Grand Banks of Newfoundland, blazed on the ridge of the Miramichi. Seen the waves tear and roar on the stone coast of Labrador, watched them roll back to the great northern sea. From the Vancouver Islands to the Alberta Highlands, across the prairies, the lakes, to Ontario's towers, from the sound of Mount Royal's chimes up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours. I have welcomed the dawn from the fields of Saskatchewan, follow the sun to the Vancouver shore. Watched it climb shiny new up the snow peaks of Caribou, up to the clouds where the wild Rockies soar. From the Vancouver Islands to the Alberta Highlands, cross the prairies, the lakes, to Ontario's towers, from the sound of Mount Royal's chimes up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours. I have wandered my way to the wild wood of Hudson Bay, treated my toes to Quebec's morning dew, where the sweet summer breeze kissed the leaves of the maple trees, singing this song that I'm sharing with you. From the Vancouver Islands to the Alberta Highlands, across the prairies, the lakes, to Ontario's towers, from the sound of Mont Royal's chimes up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours. And the Strait of Belle Isle, names like Grandmare and Silverthorn, Moose Jaw and Marrowbone, trails of the pioneer named with a smile. From the Vancouver Islands to the Alberta Highlands, across the prairies, the lakes, to Ontario's towers, from the sound of Mount Royal's chimes up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours. Yes, there's something to sing about, tune up a string about, call out in chorus or quietly hum, of a land that's still young, with a ballad that's still unsung, telling the promise of great things to come. From the Vancouver Islands to the Alberta Highlands, across the prairies, the lakes, to Ontario's towers, from the sound of Mont Royal's chimes up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours. Yes, there's something to sing about this land of ours.
Yes, friends, once again, we're back here on Way Back with Johnny, here on this great channel, including CFRC 1019 FM and also OshaRocks.com. Now, as we begin the program today, I would like to send out some special dedications, as we usually do. With that, we would like to send out a song to start with to Mama Dawn and her companion and my stepfather, Big Daddy Al. For them today, it's going to be Tommy Hunter, one of the greatest troubadours of Canadian country music, and a classic version of Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Now, Tommy was always known as the traveling man of country music, of course, and was in many ways a troubadour of our beloved country of Canada. Then we've got another song going out to my dear late father, Papa Willoughby, who passed away 2 years ago, January 11th. Now, in memory of Dad, it's going to be Murray McLaughlin and the Farmer's Song. This song is also going out to all our farmers listening in today. And then we would like to wrap up this set with sending out a song by Smiley Bates to, yes, my grandmother, who passed away on February 27th. And of course, it's going out to her from all of us here. And it's going to be a song by Smiley Bates called Grandma's House. With that, I'd like to welcome you all into the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also OshaRocks.com.
He got here red and wrinkled, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast, and he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't seemed to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he always found a twinkle in her eye.
There ought to be a Hall of Fame for moms. Creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. She taught him all the attributes of greatness that she knew he couldn't learn away from home. By the time she wore the cover off her Bible, her hair was gray, her little man was gone. There ought to be a Hall of Fame for moms, creation's most unique and precious pearl. Heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Yes, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Dusty old farmer, out working your field, hanging down over your tractor wheel. The sun beating down turned the red paint to orange, and rusty old patches of steel. There's no farmer songs on that car radio, just cowboys, truck drivers, and pain. Well, this is my way to say thanks for the meal, and I hope there's no shortage of rain. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. The combines gang up, take most of the bread. Things just ain't like they used to be. Your kids are out after the American dream, and they're working in big factories. If I come by when you're out in the sun, can I wave at you just like a friend? These days when everyone's taking so much, there's somebody giving back in. Mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you.
My grandmother's home was a wonderful place. seasoned and warm, like her lovely old face. Blessed by her nature and mellowed with tears, rich with her memories of long ago years. When trouble beset me and life laid me low, my grandmother's house was the place I would go. It wasn't a home full of treasures and such, just simple old pieces, not worth very much. I don't go to grandmother's home anymore. No one would answer my knock on the door. Yet I feel certain that God knew her worth. That's why he called her away from this earth. He needed somebody with wisdom and love to counsel the angels in heaven above. My grandmother's home is now up on that shore, and someday I'll dwell with her there evermore.
Listen to Johnny Woodlock, and way back he'd listened to him because he's doing a lot for traditional country music.
Stop wearing out the hinges on the door.
Oh yes, friends, following those classic dedications, we're back here on Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, and it's now time to take us up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at the Way Back. And with that, we'd like to send out some special dedications to my dear friend and radio uncle and aunt, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chapisky up there in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it's going to be the man we all remember as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beatty, in my Renfrew County home. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my dear friends, Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Armprior, Ontario. Vic has a wonderful program called Fixed Classic Country over CJHR every Sunday night, 7 to 10, and that is Valley Heritage Radio. And if y'all tune in, I'm sure he would appreciate it. And for Vic and Linda May, it's going to be Howard Hayes and People of the Valley. Then we'll wrap up this set with the storyteller of the Ottawa Valley, none other than Mr. Wayne Rostad, dear friend of the program, and his all-time classic titled Highway 11. Now, if there was ever a troubadour of the Ottawa Valley, of course, that is Wayne Rostad. With that, I'd like to say good morning to everybody out there listening in on CFRC, and happy week to everybody listening in on OshawaRocks.com.
Where the little Bonshare River winds its way down from the hills and across two valley fields of grain and corn. The little town of Renfrew, not far from Eganville, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night I'm born. In my dreams my memory goes back to where the Bonshare flows, in my Renfrew County home where I was born.
raised beside the river in a little log homestead that my great-grandparents built in simple fold. I can still recall the river with the blue skies overhead and the trail they call the Umpiyama Road. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night and morn. In my dreams my memory goes back to where the Bonshare flows, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. I'm unknown to be once more, where the maple trees are turning red, and go wandering down that country road along the river shore, and visit with the folks on my homestead. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night and morn. In my dreams my memory goes back to where the Bonshare flows, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
There's different kinds of music on the radio today. There's rock, there's blues, there's rap, and there's new country, so they say. But the valley has a treasure to boast of, I am told. It's been here for 100 years and never will grow old. It's our valley heritage, let's work to keep it strong. Don't let these politicians create laws that don't belong. And in our schools, let's say the Lord's Prayer each and every day, and show them family living is by far the better way. For we are the people of the valley, our culture we are proud of. I can say that we are the people of the valley. Don't let all these newcomers try and change our valley ways. Lost her voice on radio, in parliament as well. The family farms are being closed and some are forced to sell. Now they say our sawmills are polluting all the land. My God, tell me what's happened to a country oh so grand. Our valley is a hotbed of music, that's for sure. It portrays our culture and it shines through strong and pure. Tell me why our radio will always play the songs recorded in the USA and other lands beyond. For we are the people of the valley, our culture we are proud of. I can say that we are the people of the valley. Don't let all these newcomers try and change our valley ways. Stick together and make a stronger bond, and get commercial radio to play our local songs. And members of our parliament that make these silly laws will have to use some common sense, it's for a better cause. For we are the people of the valley, our culture we are proud of. I can say that we are the people of the valley. Don't let all these newcomers try and change our valley ways. Don't let all these newcomers try and change our valley ways.
Just a countryside story full of sunshine and glory. Won't you come for a visit? Take the old Wakefield train. Smile at a stranger, go visit a neighbor. big timber's all gone. They're cutting up north now, Maniwaukee. The people live high by the streams and the rivers, praying to Jesus to help their roads. Just a countryside story full of sunshine and glory. Won't you come for a visit? Take the old Wakefield train. Cause they all love you. Well, there's just one train weekly with freight for the townships. The city museum has a steamer trip too. The 1057 is out of retirement, reliving the old days like the old times. It's just a countryside story full of sunshine and glory. Won't you come for a visit? Take the old Wakefield train. Smile at a stranger, go visit a neighbor, and love everybody, cause they all love you. The river runs through, and the bushmen live happy in their home-built log shanties. Wonder why city folk live like they do. Just a countryside story full of sunshine and glory. Won't you come for a visit? Take the old Wakefield train. Smile at a stranger, go visit. Everybody, chances are that somebody will love you the way that I do.
The county home where I was born.
G'day folks, I'm Vic Garbutt of Valley Heritage Radio, and you're listening to your good friend and mine, Johnny Woodlock, on Wayback. Stay tuned.
In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program, A Way Back with Johnny, to invite my very special guest of honor onto the program. This is our first special guest for this morning, and that, of course, is none other than Doug Smith, who is known and beloved as the Canadian Troubadour. With that, I would like to welcome him to our program this morning. He is an independent artist out of the Ottawa Valley, has been recording many songs, both covers and originals, for a while now, and he is much beloved of the Ottawa Valley legends. With that, I'd like to welcome Doug Smith, the Canadian Troubadour, to our program. Following this, we will hear an all-time favorite of his titled I Am Canadian, which is an original and very much beloved song of his library of country music and music in general. So with that, here he is, friends, from his home in Ottawa Valley, Mr. Doug Smith, our beloved Canadian Troubadour.
Good day, Johnny.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. Let's go back to when and where you were born. I understand you're from Scotland.
Yes, that's correct. Born in Scotland, and we emigrated to Canada in 1965 when I was 6 years old.
And what do you remember about that?
Oh, it was quite something, because even at 6 years old, I remember we had to come across by boat because it was the cheapest method of travel in the 60s. And it took us a week to cross the ocean, and the ship at the time was so big that it couldn't come right into the docks. We had to take a smaller boat, you know, out to the larger ship, and then each one of us had to get up a set of stairs to go up into the ship. It was quite something.
For sure, yes. And so I also was reading in your biography on your website, and it's a great website, by the way, but you were part of the 1975 search for the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes, that's correct. I was 16 years old at the time, and that was quite a storm. I remember that storm so well, because it was actually the day before Remembrance Day.
Okay, yes.
So it was on the 10th of November, and that storm was so fierce, it was snapping blue spruce trees on our street, like snapping them right in half.
I see.
So the winds in and when they talk about the song,
the wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. Every man knew as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing.
You know, that Gordon Lightfoot wrote about the Edmund Fitzgerald, the winds of the gales of November. I mean, he was not kidding. That was quite a storm. And we were called by the American Search and Rescue to go out, but we couldn't go that night. The storm was so bad that we couldn't go out for the search until the next morning, which was the 11th of November, as we all know, Remembrance Day. And just, it's something I'll never forget. And I was part of the scouting program in Canada, but you couldn't participate in the search and rescue program in Canada unless you were 25 years old. But the Americans had another scouting program that let the teenagers participate in the search and rescue team that was on the Michigan side. Because I was in Sault Ste. Marie, we had the Twin Sioux. So yeah, we searched for 3 days for any signs of debris and people. And the only debris and items that were found were on the Canadian side.
Is that right? I say yes. And did you ever record that song?
No, I do sing it, but I've never recorded it. But I did stand on the banks of the St. Lawrence up in Sault Ste. Marie, and I did sing it one time.
I say yes, yes, yes. Okay. And so what is your thoughts on the legacy that I know this year it turns 50 years old since it went missing.
Yes. Yeah, 75. So this will be the anniversary for sure.
Yes.
Well, it's a very sad story, but it's very personal to me because I actually went on the search. And,
yes, you were there.
And I remember the day and the storm. And, you know, some of the waves were over 50 feet high.
Is that right?
It was quite a storm. Yeah. And the ship, the Edmund Fitzgerald, was just a short number of miles away from a safe harbor.
For sure,
It's just a shame
Whitefish Bay.
You know, Whitefish Bay, and they just never made it in far enough in time.
Yeah. So you also have 20 years of Canadian Forces behind you as well.
Yes, I served in the Canadian Forces for 20 years, and part of that was in Europe. I served 8 years in Germany with the NATO forces, and I'm a Gulf War veteran, so 20 years was enough for me at that time.
I see. Yes, yes, yes. Going into your country music career, how did you get started?
Well, I do country music, but I do sing adult contemporary.
Yes.
I do dress country, and I support all the country, you know, programs. I'm even a sponsor up here of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame.
As we all are,
And I do participate in a lot of country music, but that's not my only genre.
Okay.
Because I'm very eclectic. I'm very fortunate with my voice. I'm very lucky. I sing over 120 different artists.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm very fortunate with my voice. And even my producer, he said, so you're coming in to record, he said, are you going to bring your buddies or do you want me to hire the best? And, you know, this was Brian Hebert. He's a champion fiddle player from Pembroke. And I said, Brian, let's bring in the best. And he did. If you listen to my music, they're all local from the Ottawa Valley area here. And
a lot of them are Hall of Fame members, I understand.
Yes, 5 of them are in the Hall of Fame. Amazing. So I'm so fortunate to have that talent behind me because these people are phenomenal musicians and they really like what I do with my voice and we're having fun.
For sure, for sure. How did you get started in music?
Well, I did start as a young boy playing the accordion, but that I didn't do anything with that and I wasn't singing. And, you know, when you're a young boy, you're not too keen on doing any practice. And,
for sure.
I learned a little bit about music, but it wasn't until I turned 54 and, you know, listening to some people that wanted to start a local jam at our Legion in Arnprior. And I said, I think that's a good idea. I was a member of the executive and I said, yeah, let's get something started. But yeah, I've never owned a guitar and the accordion really didn't do it for people. And I was listening to Stompin' Tom Connors.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like some of his music. It's very Canadian. And he was saying that more Canadians need to sing about Canada. More Canadians need to pick up the torch, if you call it, or flag, you know.
Exactly.
And I said, you know, well, I can do that. And that's when I came out and wrote my first song, you know, and that was I Am Canadian.
Oh, great, great, great.
Yeah, and I made fun of Canadian things.
Okay.
You know, I made fun of beaver tails and hockey and the Canadian A, and I have a video out on YouTube
nice.
Called I Am Canadian, and it's funny and cheeky, and, you know, it's talking about Canadians from coast to coast, and this is an original that I wrote.
Oh, great.
And actually wrote it in 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was quite fast, and now other songs have taken me much longer.
I see.
But it was just interesting that I sat down and wrote the lyrics for the song in 20 minutes. But I was inspired by Stomp Tom to write something about Canada and patriotic song.
So where did your name, the Canadian Troubadour, come from?
Well, that's an interesting story. I wanted to give myself a stage name because there's a lot of people with the name Doug Smith out there.
Yes.
Or Smith.
Or John Smith or whatever, yes.
Yeah, there's lots of us around. So what I did is I was actually looking through a dictionary at different names, and then I was looking online and doing some homework on other Canadian musicians. And one thing I kept coming across was people were saying how Gordon Lightfoot was a great troubadour.
Yeah.
Stompin' Tom was another troubadour. And these people were, the name troubadour kept coming up on different artists.
Oh.
And of course, that's a singing musician that travels.
That's right.
I did a lot of homework to see if anybody had actually taken the name.
I
said, well, I like that word. I said, I like Canadian troubadour. Has anybody, because you don't want to take someone else's name.
No, exactly. That's true, yes.
So when I found out that it hadn't been taken by anybody, I said, nope, that's the one I want. And I said, well, I've got to create a stage presence with the name, you know.
Yes.
So I got the Calgary hat, and then I put a maple leaf on it, and now I have the maple leaf belt buckle and Canadian boots and Canadian jeans. And
great. Now, if I may ask, how does a man from Scotland become so Canadian?
Well, I think a lot of immigrants that come to Canada have a lot of pride.
A lot of
pride in this country. I
yes.
mean, you can't help but travel coast to coast in Canada and not fall in love with it.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's not just the country, it's the people.
Very true, yes.
You know,
yes.
Because we're a nation of immigrants,
mm-hmm.
but we all have the same...
dream,
well, yeah, the same dreams and desires and pride.
Exactly.
You know, because we are different. Serving with the Canadian forces in Europe for 8 years, I can tell you how Canadians are respected around the world. The people in Europe and around the world really think highly of Canadians. We're very lucky on how we project ourselves.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, even during World War II in
yes.
Europe, you know, we liberated Holland.
For
and,
sure.
And the mm-hmm. respect that Canadians have in Holland is just phenomenal.
I am Canadian. I am Canuck. This is where I want to be, in a country that is strong and free. Are you Canadian? Are you Canuck? Tell me, if you like to boast of a country built from coast to coast, roll up the rim, it's on a cup. Timmy's is a place to play, I'm going there almost every day. Are you an atheist? Or do you believe the Lord our God, we are the most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? I am Canadian. I am Canuck. This is where I want to be, in a country that is strong and free. Are you Canadian? Are you Canuck? Tell me, if you like to boast of a country built from coast to coast. Hockey night in Canada, it's on TV. The Habs score 7, Toronto 2. Don Cherry's our coach for you. Are you American? Living in the States, we have friendly neighbors and love to say hi to our friends in the USA. I am Canadian, I am Canuck. This is where I want to be, in a country that is strong and free. Are you Canadian? Are you Canuck? Tell me, if you like to boast of a country built from coast to coast. We love our beaver tails, you'll love them too. Chocolate syrup or any spread, they're not the kind you take to bed. Are you a veteran or a senior too? Our leaders are tired and going to bed. We're sorry for everything else they've said.
Canuck. This is where I want to be, in a country that is strong and free. Are you Canadian? Are you Canuck? Tell me, if you like to boast of a country built from coast to coast. We love our 2-4s, going topless too. One of them is a national sport, the other's legal if it floats your boat. Are you a Newfie? Or say Bozier High? We make fun of ourselves, some say hate us, those very same things that make us great. I am Canadian, I am Canuck. This is where I want to be, in a country that's strong and free. Are you Canadian? Are you Canuck? Tell me, if you like to boast of a country built from coast to coast. I am Canadian, I am Canuck. This is where I want to be, in a country that is strong and free. Are you Canadian? Are you Canuck? Tell me, if you like to boast of a country built from coast to coast.
It's the grass, Sandy Bauer, on the other side.
Miles and miles of golden sand.
Oh, and wildflowers grow back to the old.
Howdy, y'all. This here is your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 10th anniversary of the South Granville Bluegrass Festival happening from August 7th to the 10th, 2025, this coming summer. The headliners include, but are not limited to, some of the top bluegrass musicians of today, including much beloved Queen of Bluegrass, Ron the Vincent, as well as Larry Stevenson Band, Larry Efaw, along with many more. Tickets can be purchased for the weekend for $110 in advance. That's before July 13th. Also, day passes are available, and it's going to be a great weekend had by all. For more information, contact Kim Wallace at 613-883-3126 or by visiting southgranvillebluegrassfestival.ca.
You were the one, but that was just we had Love and Mountain
Home there every night.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here following that great first part interview of none other than Doug Smith of the Canadian Troubadour fame. And as we welcome you all back in, it's once again that time to turn back the years to none other than the golden age of Canadian country music. With that shared, I would like to remember the segment I like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Pass. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door here. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, I'd like to turn back the years to the 1960s era, when in 1963, from Ian and Sylvia Tyson, and a song that has gone down in history as of 2005 on CBC Radio, as listeners named it the greatest Canadian song of all time. That, of course, is Four Strong Winds, and it's going out in loving memory of my late grandmother, Grandma Mabel, also remembered as Grandma Out West. So with that, I'd like to turn back the years 1963 with this all-time classic. Turn up the volume on this, because this is the original from the 1963 album. Welcome in, friends.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm never back this way. I think I'll go out to Alberta. The weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I can go to work in for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I'd ask you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times. If I get there before the snow flies, and if things are going good, you could meet me if I sent you down the fair. But by then, if
it would be winter. Ain't too much for you to do. And those winds sure can blow cold way out there. Oh, strong wind that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change come one day.
Yes, friends, once again, it's reached the end of another hour here at the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also OsherRocks.com. With that mentioned, I would like to dedicate two songs to loving memory of Donna Clow, who sadly passed away the same day as my grandmother, and that was last Thursday, the 27th of February. Now, Donna was a dear friend of the show, and her husband, Ross Clow, was a dear friend of mine and Velma's, my late partner Velma's, for many years. With that, I would like to dedicate the next two songs in loving memory of her and for her family and friends. That, of course, is going to be a classic by Ross Clow titled Thank You Lord for Your Blessings on Me, and then we'll follow with a song that Mr. Ross Clow wrote and titled He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. With that, I'll talk to you on the other side of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show here on this great channel.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, I wish they could see.
this fear.